I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A hearing is taking place today in the case against two men accused in the slaying of Tarik Grinstead, a Georgia high school teacher and former beauty queen who vanished 13 years ago. The hearing will determine if most charges should be dropped against Ryan Alexander Dukes and Bo Dukes because too much time has passed since Grinstead disappeared from her Osceola home in 2005. Both men were indicted last year. Prosecutors and defense lawyers agreed earlier today to move the trial out of Irwin County, where Grinstead taught. Well, some Georgians who deal with chronic pain are legally allowed to use cannabis oil, but many fear they could lose their jobs if employers find out. The AJC reports that cannabis oil users are worried about failing drug screening tests. State law allows the use of cannabis oil to treat specific conditions, but other laws allow employers to fire workers for using the drug because it's federally illegal. Lawmakers are expected to seek a compromise during the 2019 legislative session. And new research from the University of Georgia tells us why vegetables and fruits are shaped the way they are. GPB's Ross Terrell explains.
Scientists at UGA have discovered that a vegetable or fruit's shape comes down to genetics. And these genes can be manipulated to change how something like a tomato or cucumber looks. Esther van der Kapp is one of the researchers involved in the study. She says changing the shape of produce used to be a case of trial and error.
You have to grow a lot of plants. You have to evaluate them for fruit shape. And now with this knowledge, we can actually do this evaluation already before there is even a fruit, before the plant is even flowering.
Van der Kapp says how the technology will be used comes down to what farmers want to grow and what consumers are willing to buy. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A nonprofit group and three Georgia voters are challenging the results of the lieutenant governor's election, arguing that there may have been tens of thousands of votes never recorded in the race. The Coalition for Good Governance alleges that an accurate result in the November 6th election can't be determined because of flaws and malfunctions in the electronic voting system. It says the large difference in votes for all other statewide races and the low reported participation rate in the lieutenant governor's race are factors in the lawsuit. The declared winner was Republican Jeff Duncan, who had about 1.95 million votes, compared to Democrat Sarah Riggs Amico, who tallied 1.85 million votes. The suit seeks a new election for the office and asks that it be conducted on paper ballots. Well, the authorities that run Jekyll Island will set aside a dedicated entrance lane for residents and visitors with annual passes. The Jekyll Island Authority's executive director says people with annual passes have been complaining about traffic backups at the authority's toll booth during high traffic periods. The Brunswick News reports the new gate will have license plate scanners. That means those with annual passes will no longer need electronic cards attached to their windshields. The new system should take around 6 months to put in place. And in sports, Atlanta United continued its playoff success last night in the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-0 win over the New York Red Bulls. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Atlanta now has a distinct advantage heading into Game 2.
United was held scoreless for more than 30 minutes to start the game, but they took the lead behind another brilliant goal from Joseph Martinez.
Laurentovic finds Martinez! Breakthrough! Martinez, goal machine, keeps turning.
The team scored twice more in the second half, putting them in a commanding position heading into Thursday's Game 2 in New York. If the Red Bulls can't overcome Atlanta's three-goal advantage, United will qualify for the MLS Cup and host the game on December 8th. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, @GPB News.